Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello and welcome to another video and podcast from Fantasy Football Scout as we look ahead to Fantasy Premier League game week 27. I think it's a normal game week, no blanks, no doubles. My name is Joe and as ever, joining me to discuss the latest team news developments from the press conferences is Fantasy Football Scout's editor Neil. Neil, welcome. How are you?
Yeah, welcome back, Joe. Things went very well in your absence.
Yeah, I heard.
Regular viewers will be aware, but yeah, good to have you back on board.
There we go. Okay. Welcome to those joining us in the live chat. Someone's kindly pointing out that we did start at 3:02. Apologies for that.
It's early for me.
Yeah, I think I think it says 3 o'clock on my watch, but you know, my watch is probably a bit wrong. AJ, FPL, Alexander Arnold, Dario, Gio, Boys, Attaboy, Erfark, Rodrev, Thomas, Anil, Peter, FPL Rank Chaser, Happy Hammeret, Berbatov, J77 Lag, Jamie, and many more. Thanks so much for joining us early in the team news as well. Let's hope we give you the team news that you want for the players in your team. There are quite a few injury concerns going into this game week. Let's just crack on with it. Just remember to press that like button. It does help us out. And do remember to subscribe as well. Keep up to date with our latest videos and podcasts. Okay, let's start. Brentford against Chelsea. What's the latest from Brentford?
Yeah, they've lost another person to injury, and it's a season-ending injury as well. It's Ben Mee, who was going to be out. I think he's fractured his ankle, so that's definitely a season-ender. Mm-hmm. I don't know if anything else has changed, but they've still got the longer-term ones as well. And Mbeumo, of course, and Pinnock, I think they're the other side of the international break now. We'll see those before game week 30. Hickey's still out. Ashada's still out. Rico Henry's out, I think he's for the season as well. Josh De Silva, similarly. So a lot of long-term ones, but Mee's the only fresh concern.
Okay, yeah, that's a big change there. Could be good news for those with Chelsea attackers, like Palmer, for example, who's popular. But meanwhile, Chelsea, they always got a bit of an injury list at the moment. But is it easing at all?
Yeah, it might be too light this weekend. So they've had Thiago Silva back in training for a little while. He's had a relatively short-term absence with a groin injury. Mark Cucurella's been a bit more longer-term. He's been out since, I think, last year with a knee injury. Both been back in training. They're both possibilities for the weekend. In Cucurella's case, obviously, from the bench, but Thiago comes into the centre-half equation. Apart from that, the usual suspects are still out. Chuck Womaker, Lavia, Hugo Chukwu, Reece James, who I think is back on the grass doing individual work. Fofana, Badia Shield, and Nkunku, who's still out with a hamstring injury.
Okay, Nkunku, what a signing he has been. I mean, it's not his fault being injured, but just indicative of the haphazard signings at Chelsea so far this season. That is my weekly dig at Chelsea. There we go, been and gone. Let's move on to Everton against West Ham, the David Moyes derby. How are Everton shaping up for this?
They've got a few problems, actually, especially in the middle of midfield. Onana and Idrissa Gueye, I think they both got the same injury. It's a sort of groin niggle. And Vice said yesterday that they're both settling down, which in Vice speak means they're probably not going to be risked. Mm-hmm. We don't know if that's for absolute certain. I didn't see them in training ground images anyway. Someone I did see was Andre Gomez, so he's back on the grass. He's been involved in full training, so he could, I suppose, lighten the burden in midfield. Dan Juma's still out, Dele Alli's still out, and Lewis Dobbin was absent last week with an ankle injury, but no word on him.
Okay. Meanwhile, with West Ham as well, obviously Paqueta we've seen back in action, but Bowen knows, owners will know all about that because helped the team and Bowen get a pretty nice haul last game week. But what shape are they in this time around?
Good shape, yeah. They've only got one injury, and it wouldn't be anybody who was troubling the starting 11 anyway. And that's Maxwell Cornea. He's going to be out for a few weeks with a hamstring injury. Cresswell, again, who was just back up to Emerson these days, he should be all right with a calf slash Achilles injury. Should be fine to take his place on the bench. Mm-hmm. And they've got Phillips back as well, who was serving a one-match ban.
Okay. Nice comment from Jamie in the live chat. As a Chelsea fan, obviously answering my bit of a Chelsea dig earlier, he says, he isn't mad. We're a clown show and deserve it. His words, not mine. Let's move on. Fulham against Brighton. Before we go to the absolute horror show that is my team's injury list, let's go with the home side first. Who is injured at Fulham?
Only one Cottage was injured, and that's Raul Jimenez. He's going to be out until the side of that international break. Palinha is suspended, though. This is the final game of his two-match ban. Silva says everyone else is fit, so we presume that means Williams back because he missed out last weekend with a very minor hamstring injury.
Okay, deep breath. Brighton's injury list. What's the latest?
Do you know what? It's actually not as bad as it was in midweek.
Not as bad as everyone being injured.
Yeah, they have got... Wait, Zerbi expects three players back for this one, possibly starting 11 challengers as well. Evan Ferguson, Tariq Lamptey and Joel Veltman all passed fit. They all sat out that cup game at Molineux with minor injuries. But as you see, they've still got some longer-term ones. Mitoma, his season's over now with that back injury. Same with March, of course. He's been out for a long time anyway. Hinchelwood, I think, similar as well. Months for him. Pedro is slightly soon, I think, a few weeks for him. Probably the other side of the break. And Milner, same with him.
Yeah.
Sort of game week 30 onwards, I think, that they're looking at. And Gilmore... is suspended, so he's got two games left of that three-match ban. The first was served against Wolves in the Cup, but he's a big miss, as I'm sure you'll know in the middle of the park.
Rightio, yes, indeed. I'm not sure. I've just had to do the guess the lineup for Brighton. Even though they've only got about 11 players left, I'll still get it wrong, as we always do.
De Zerbi's promise changes anyway. He said that this afternoon. I've just finished watching that. He says to win the game, we have to play with fresh players. So he's going to change things from midweek.
Okay, so that could mean starts for Lamptey. Could mean starts for Veltman as well, and Ferguson. Although I think Welbeck's probably going to get the nod for this one, but it could be both of them.
I forgot to mention him actually. Welbeck, De Zerbi said he can play a part of the game. So whether that means off the bench or the first half, maybe like a 45 minutes or. You're the expert, so well, I'll leave it to you. But he's not going to complete the full 90 minutes anyway.
It is possible they both could play, but it does sound like it could be some Ferguson, then Welbeck, or the other way around, Welbeck, then Ferguson. Yeah. I think that's much more likely. But but that's the way it's been with Brighton. You pick the players, you take your chances. Your team, Newcastle, had a few injuries yourselves. What's the latest there as you prepare to host Wolves?
Yeah, a lot better for Newcastle these days. Actually, we had, I think we had the worst list in the country at one point, but it's certainly eased. There's only really now Wilson, Joe Linton and Nick Pope on the injury list. Tonali suspended, of course, as well. Matt Targett's back in training, whether he's the third or fourth choice left back. This is probably going to be too soon for him, so it's just match fitness for him now. We got Dubravka back from illness in midweek. We got Anderson back from injury in the same game. Willick and Isak made their comebacks last weekend, and Botman was only rested on Wednesday, so no real fresh concerns, and we're getting bodies back bit by bit.
Okay, and we probably needed a drum roll for this. I was absent last week, so I was not swept up with the Hwang love that occurred during the weekend. Everyone seemed to get him in. I was quite surprised how many teams he was in. Will they be happy this week? Is Hwang fit for game week 27?
No, he is not. No, he's definitely going to miss this one. So originally, I think O'Neill was speaking ahead of the Brighton game, actually, on Wednesday. And he said a timeline, I think, of was it 7 to 10 days for Hwang? So we thought game week 28 he'd be back. Today's kind of backtracked a little bit, and he said there isn't a timeline on him. So the hopeful it isn't serious, but certainly no guarantees that he's back for that game week 28 game. And then they're blank in 29 anyway. So, I'm guessing a probable sale if you want him.
Yes, I've seen a number of people are going to swap him to his international teammate Son, but yeah. I was quite surprised that lots of people have about 5 million in the bank, but it appears that is the case at the moment. So I think Son could be a popular move in with Spurs fixtures improving. Nottingham Forest take on Liverpool. Let's go with the home side first, because I know there is big news at Liverpool. But let's start with Forest first. What's the latest there?
Yeah, Nuno was the only guy not to do a bespoke sort of standalone press conference, but he did speak after that midweek cup defeat of Man United, and the embargo quotes are now out. And he's hoping to get 3 of his 500 players back. So Wood and Sangari, he said they're both closer, and Willy Body's in the final stages of his recovery. Still without Ola Aina and still without Nuno Tavares, but it's looking a lot rosier on that front.
Right, yeah. And meanwhile, with Liverpool as well, lots of big names going into this as injury doubts. Who might be back, if any?
Yeah, again, slightly better than it was in midweek, but still not with Salah. So he's not going to feature this weekend. He's definitely out. You've probably seen his red flag now. Mm-hmm. Klopp said that a return next week is possible. I do wonder whether they're trying to get him fit for that Man City game.
Okay.
He said, I'll give you the quote on Salah. He said, I don't think Mo is too far off, but he'll not feature tomorrow. And from there, we have to go. I think next week, at any point, it's possible he returns. So he could be back for game week 28, but he's obviously off the watch list for now because he blanks in game week 29 as well.
Yeah.
They will get some players back, or they're hoping to get some players back. So Szoboszlai and Nunez, they trained yesterday and presumably today as well. And today, they're hoping to get back Endo and Robertson. So Robertson was only ill. He missed out against Southampton. The others were all injuries. So that's four potential boosts. But they're still, even on top of that, still without, of course, Salah. And then Jota, Jones, Alexander-Arnold, Thiago, Bajcetic, Doak, Matip, Gravenberch and Alisson. They're all out.
Rightio. Brighton-esque on the injury list. Yeah. Or Newcastle-esque even.
Yeah.
I would say with Mo Salah owners, it's probably time to ditch at the moment because tough game in 28, even if he's back for that, 29 blanks. But it's game week 30. I, as a non-owner, am looking at sort of Salah time at home to Brighton. I think that could be good. I captained him away to Brighton earlier this season, and he hauled. So that could be good there. But yeah, we've got a bit of time, so that's for then. And Alisson as well. No. There's quite a few Kelleher owners around who are hoping Kelleher starts a few more. Alisson, was there any timeline or anything for him?
Yeah, again, other side of the international break, so you'll get the least game weeks 27 and 28 out of Kelleher. Beyond that, they didn't put an exact return date. They only said on the other side, which could mean game week 30 or it could mean a few weeks after that. So keep tabs on that.
Okay, and same with Alexander-Arnold as well.
Same again, yeah. Pretty much identical, right, other side of the bridge.
Okay.
No exact return date, yeah.
Okay. Tottenham take on Crystal Palace. Crystal Palace possibly resurgent, possibly with some players returning, certainly with a new manager, and a handsome win over 10-man Burnley. But nevertheless, a win's a win. But what shape are Spurs in for this? Because Spurs are sort of a team at the moment. They're playing in 29 and they've got good fixtures. So people who've got their players want to get their players. What state are their players in?
Well, this is the problem with trying to stockpile players for game week 29 and being unable to react to any injuries. Richarlison, who some people might have held onto for that reason, he's now out and will possibly miss game week 29 as well. Ooh. Definitely out this weekend. The original timeline I've seen in the in-house media interview was 2 to 3 weeks. And then I think he said 3 to 4 in his press conference. So that puts 29 in some doubt. It's a knee injury. He's definitely out of this one. So are Solomon Foster and Sessegnon. Pedro Porro is probably not going to be back this weekend. It sounds like next week. Postecoglou says and probably another week away were his words.
Okay.
Destiny Adogio, right. That's much more positive. He's been back in training this week.
Right.
And he's only been out, I think, what, a fortnight, and Postecoglou said he has a chance. So I think he will start.
So those not free hitting in 29 with Porro in their side, you could be okay. You could be okay. It sounds like he could be back.
It sounds like it, yeah. Should be back. Okay.
Meanwhile, Crystal Palace, they're going to want some of their attacking threat back. Will they get them?
Yes, they've got Will Hughes back.
Yes, that's it. That's the news we wanted.
Yeah. Now, we're talking about Eze, of course. I know Hughes is back for all your Will Hughes fans. But Eze is the main draw. He's rejoined training all this week. In fact, I think he started training even before game week 26. So he's in the squad. So is Anderson as well. So he had a minor scare last weekend, but he was only taken as a precaution in stoppage time. They're already 3-0 up against 10-man Burnley. He felt something slightly, but he's trained all week. He's fine.
Okay.
So that just leaves on the sidelines Mark Gahey, Rakitić, Alicia, Doucouré and Holden. Now, Mark Gahey, they hope to have back around about now, I think, but he has had surgery, I believe, and out for another 2 months. So possibly towards the end of the season, but not before then. So if you're looking for an old cheapo defender, I think that pretty much means that Chris Richards is fairly secure now. I think it's still 3.9 million. So if you're after a Palace defender, then
because of course could be a man. Crystal Palace could have a double in 34, maybe.
They could.
I must admit, I'm an Anderson owner. I played him last week, and his potential injury completely passed me by. So luckily, I would have been worried. But he's on my bench this week. Might be for other people. Luton against Aston Villa. It's quite a big tweet I've put up on the screen for Luton. Do you want to run through what's happening there?
Yeah, so I'll try and watch Rob Edwards' conference all the way through because there's a lot to digest. But I've got the headlines so far. And I think Adebayo and Lokonga aren't going to recover for this one. So that they were already hamstrung. Mm-hmm. Brown, Anderson, Nakamba and Lockyer out. Now, I think there's four centre-half injuries from midweek from that cup defeat to Man City. So Gabriel Osho was on the bench and then couldn't come on because he felt some discomfort in the warm-up. He's now out. Dan Potts, who's a backup centre-half, he missed the game again. I'm not sure what the injury is, but he's out still. And then Amari Bell came off in that match. He'll have to be assessed. The guy who replaced him, Joe Johnson, who's a youngster, he has to be assessed. So they're down to, I think, what, Burke and... Is that it?
Really?
In terms of Mengi, Burke and Mengi are centre-halves. So I don't know what they'll do, but I guess they'll be hopeful of at least one of those walking wounded, being fit.
Okay.
But down to the bare bones at the back, and they're already like shipping goals for fun. So good time to be a Villa owner.
Yes, indeed. Bad time to be an Alfie Doughty owner because it sounds like they're going to concede a few. And also, I'm not sure who you'll aim at. You imagine he would either aim... poor old Morris is going to have to get on the end of some of Doughty's crosses. Because there's no marauding centre-backs or Adebayo to aim at. Okay, with Aston Villa then. So on paper, definitely the favourite for this one. Who is fit? Who is back for them?
Well, they've got Torres, Pau Torres and Ezra Konsa back in the squad, Emery said this afternoon that he's going to have to make a late call on whether to start or not. But Konsa, who's been out, I think, is about 2 or 3 weeks with, I think it was a hyperextension of the knee. He clashed with the post in the Sheffield United game. With Torres, it's apparently not the same injury he had, which is probably a good thing because that ankle was giving him a lot of jib and it restricted his minutes for quite some time. I think he said he felt discomfort in the back of his leg last week, but he's been included in the squad. Emery did say that they wouldn't be able to start him without a risk. So I wonder if he's sort of signposting us in the direction of a prevention for him.
Okay.
It was not great if you own him. Again, if you held on to him for game week 29.
Okay.
These sort of weekly scares, aren't they, with Torres? But at least he's not seriously injured.
Okay. Rightio. Let's move on to just three more left. Three more clashes left. Burnley against Bournemouth. I'm going to go with the away side first, just because people are waiting on news for Solanke. He's in a lot of teams. He's an absolute priority get in if fit, because he faces Burnley and then he has a double game week. and they're both very favourable fixtures at home against promoted sides. So, Dominic Solanke, will he make this game?
Well, that's the thing. He hasn't trained this week, but he's got a knee injury. Apparently, it's something he's had for a little while. He did take a knock in the Man City game last week, but finished 90 minutes. He then didn't feature in the cup game, Leicester. And now I haven't seen, again, this is not one that's streamed live, so you have to wait for this to drop. So I can't vouch for this exact quote. I'm just going off what the Daily Echo said. And Raul has said it's a matter of him seeing himself outside. If he's still feeling, if he felt the other day before the game, or if it's improved, he will be the one taking the decision. And it's a situation that is not new for Dom. It's been going on since the Spurs away game on December, New Year's Eve.
Wow.
So it's a recurring thing. He's hit it well, but he's obviously still a doubt.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, that's a tough decision for owners there. I would say he's either in starting or out. If he's fit enough to come on, he's fit enough to start, I would imagine. So I think if you've got a good first bench, in my case, I've got Garnacho. I don't know who else, everyone else will have, but yeah, you could do that. But yeah, he's for those who don't own yet and are looking to get him in for the double, it could be worthwhile waiting.
Yeah, I'm one of those. Yeah, I had that transfer all lined up this week, Alvarez out and Solanke in, but I'll be holding off on that for another week.
Yeah.
The rest of Bournemouth's team users is a bit of an afterthought in terms of fantasy, but I'll run you through it anyway. Enes Unal, who's Solanke's deputy, who we thought was actually more seriously injured than he went to hospital with I think it was his clavicle, but he hasn't broken anything. It's just bruising, so he's got a chance of being involved. Kelly's still out, which is good news for Kirkes, if you're looking at him. Didn't get a timeline on him, though. And then everyone else who was injured is still injured. So that's Adams, Aarons, Hill and Fredericks.
Okay, righty-o. And for Burnley, let's not forget them. There's usually a few injuries there. Always usually quite a confusing press conference from Vince and company. But, yeah, any clarity?
Well, not really. this is firmly at the bottom of my team news article, which I do on hierarchy in terms of importance. The only update we got, I think, was on Jordan Bayer, and it's exactly the same update we've been getting for the last 3 or 4 weeks, and at least progressing well, and there's no timeline on his return. The others who are red flagged are all longer-term injuries, so Ramsey, Foster, Koliosho and Redmond. There is one fresh flag. It's not injury, it's suspension. That's Josh Brownhill. He's banned for this game.
Righty-o. Okay. People in the live chat pointing out about Senesi at Bournemouth. Yes, he is fit and everything, but he's on 8 yellows. So if he gets a yellow in this game, then there's a risk his double game week becomes a single, because if he gets another yellow, he then faces a ban. Which is why I'm holding off that type of move for the moment. But yeah, well pointed out in the live chat there from JS. The Manchester Derby, Man City going into this fine form from Haaland and De Bruyne. I like that tweet that De Bruyne put up. I think he puts it up regularly, the "How may I assist you" tweet. But that was pretty prolific during the midweek in the cup game. And Manchester United, meanwhile, are not in the best of form at the moment. City, let's go with them first.
Yeah, pretty quiet on the team news front. We only got an update on Grealish, and he's definitely going to miss this one. He's got a groin injury, and that Pep isn't expecting him back before the international break. We didn't get an update on Gvardiol, but he is near a return, I think. I think he's already been on the grass. So maybe in the embargo section, which I assume is tonight. It might actually be tomorrow night, because Man City's playing on Sunday. Okay. So we might not actually get anything. I'll try and find that out anyway.
Okay.
But he is nearing a return. And other than that, he didn't mention any of the injured players. He wasn't asked, mind. He didn't offer the information up freely. What he did say was that the Tuesday-Sunday turnaround, I think he said it was a dream or something like that. It's actually one of the more forgiving. So if you're worried about, you know, like players playing in midweek and then getting rested at the weekend, it's quite a generous turnaround. They do have Copenhagen on the other side of this, I think. I think is that next week?
Yeah, they are up in the first leg, aren't they?
Yeah, that's 2-3-1 up, I think. So comfortably ahead. It's a question of, we know Haaland's going to start. If De Bruyne is going to start. I think he answered that question on Tuesday.
You think he will start?
I think so.
I hope so. because I've got him.
What I think was, I think because sometimes you think of 90 minutes in the cup is a bad sign for the weekend, but I think I viewed that as Pep was so confident in him not breaking down again with that hamstring that he left him on for the entire 90 minutes.
Yeah.
If there was any kind of doubt, you know, as there was before that in the two games prior, and he might have taken him off, but hopefully that's a good sign for you, Joe, and the other De Bruyne owners.
Okay, I feel optimistic. But if I was a Manchester United fan, I wouldn't feel optimistic. And you're about to tell us why, because of their injury list.
Yeah, it's not good. In fairness, that they've not been in the worst form of late, but I think the victories have been slightly unconvincing. And of course, they got beat last weekend against Fulham. So Fernandes and Varane, we think, are fine. They had minor injury concerns for midweek, but both of them played 90 minutes against Forest, and Ten Hag expects them to be fine. No one else back. So Højlund's still out, Shaw still out, Malacia, Mount, Martinez, Wan-Bissaka and Martial. We think that extends to Harry Maguire as well, because he missed out against Forest. And Ten Hag said he will do it with the same squad from yesterday. So we assume that means Maguire's out as well.
Okay. And a final fixture to cover, Sheffield United against Arsenal. Arsenal, obviously, the favourites for this one. But Sheffield United's at home. I think Sheffield United have been worse at home this season. Which is unusual for a promoted side. How are they set up for this possible loss?
Banking.
Inevitable loss.
Yeah. I mean, Villa, Brighton, twice. Newcastle, they've all absolutely hammered them, haven't they, at Bramall Lane. This was an unusual situation of the Monday night managers having their press conference on Thursday. So it's like 4 days before the game. So there's still stuff that could happen, I guess. Wilder said that Baldock and Brereton Diaz are back in training. So that's a boost for them. Whether they start or not, that's the next question. But they've been involved in the group, so they are fit. Archer, an update on him, actually, if you've still got him on your bench. He's likely to be out until after the international break. Yeah. Same with Ben Slimani. And then they've got the longer-term ones as well. Max Lowe, Norrington Davies, Basham and Egan, they're longer-term. Jebison's, I think, nearing a comeback, but not yet. And Mason Holgate's still got a game or two left of his three-game man.
Okay. Mason Holgate, not... not a Premier League defender. But, you know, I'm saying that as, I'm saying that as a Brighton fan after he almost, killed several players. Anyway, Arsenal, what shape are they in?
Not bad, actually, yeah. Thomas Partey should be in the squad, according to Arteta. He's been out for a long time now. He's had a session, in fact, he had a session before the last game, and then he's done training this week, so he should be involved. Now, the usual vague updates on Zinchenko and Tomiyasu. He said those ones are possible, but he's been saying that for weeks. He's been, you know, he's sort of maybes and coulds and possibles, but they've never materialised. He said they'll run the rule over them the last two sessions, but I've not actually seen them in training yet. Timber has been seen in training, but he's some distance away still from a return. He's been out long term since August. Gabriel Jesus was back in the squad last weekend, unused substitute. Arteta said he's fit enough, but how long he will last if he starts, that's another question. And then they need to load him in the right way. So maybe more bench duty for him at first. We'll see. And a word of warning in advance on David Raya, if you've got him. This is the last game he'll be playing before the international break, because he's ineligible to face Brentford next weekend because he's on loan. And the following week is a blank.
Okay, rightio. Yes, useful advice there. I've got the team news roundup. So I've got most in here. I think the main one I've got wrong is, well, not wrong, it's just there was no real update on Archer with his calf problem, but it looks like he's probably out. So I would probably put him in the major doubt to out rather than questionable. Fit to play as quite Elise in there. Was there any doubt over Elise? I don't think so, but...
Elise is injured.
Oh, he is injured. Right, yeah, okay. Yeah. There's the mistake. There it is. Eze, forget you can see Elise. They're just blank it out of your minds. Anderson is fit, though. For Palace. Darwin Szoboszlai, they're back for Liverpool, as is Endo, Bernardo Fernandes and Varane should be fit to play. They are carrying an injury, but they are still playing. Cresswell back from an injury for West Ham. And Lamptey, Ferguson and Veltman eases Brighton's long injury list. Onana and Gay for Everton are questionable, but should be back. Archer, probably more in the major doubt out column. Tomiyasu, Zinchenko, questionable, but unlikely, but you never know. Adoghi should play from recovery from his knee problem. Thiago Silva and Cucurella are possibly back. I put questionable just as in they might not start, groin and ankle problems respectively for their Chris Wood. Hamstring issues could be back, but questionable there with hamstring issues. Maguire wasn't sort of mentioned, but it's unlikely he's going to play. But so big question mark over him. Solanke knee problems, that makes him questionable. That's big news for a lot of teams. Torres and Konsa are questionable, could be back though. Leg problems for Torres, Konsa with the knee, and Amari Bell is one of a number of Luton casualties at the back. Huang is definitely out, so there's definite news there. The hamstring issue is going to keep him out. Same with Richarlison and Porro. They are out. Mark Gahey's out long term, just had surgery. Salah is out definitely for this game, could be back soon though. Alisson is out, won't be back, won't see him until after the international break. No time scale there. Alexander Arnold, same thing, international break. We'll start seeing him after that. Grealish is out with groin problems. Hoyland, not Haaland, Hoyland at Manchester United, out with muscle problems. Kelly with hip problems. That could be good news for those looking at Kirkez, perhaps, for Bournemouth in defence. Polina is suspended at Fulham, but didn't seem to harm them last time out. Ben Mee, ankle problems. He's going to be out all season. Cornet, problems with his hamstrings, keep him out. West Ham, not first choice anyway. But Adebayo is at Luton, but hamstring injuries continuing to keep him out. Meanwhile, Billy Gilmore continues to be suspended for Brighton. I think I've got most there. Okay. Okay, thanks everyone for joining us. Do remember to press that like button. Do remember to subscribe. Do check out fantasyfootballscout.co.uk for latest membership offers as well to help you climb up your mini leagues. Thanks everyone for joining us in the live chat. All your useful advice. That is great stuff. I will be back in 25 minutes on video but I won't be hosting, which is good, so I'll be a guest. It's like someone making a sandwich for me. As we'll be hosting and we'll be taking the questions from the live chat, so have a think about your questions and join us again at 4 o'clock at Fantasy Football Scout on YouTube. Thanks a lot for your time. Take care, Neil. See you soon.
Thanks everybody. Yeah, thank you for watching. Bye bye.